Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Experimental COVID shots cannot be mandated. We're going to be talking about this issue on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I think it's really important that people understand they have an option. This cannot be mandatory.
That's right. And so if your employer or the government or anybody is trying to enforce this issue, to force you based on a threat of your job or not being able to enter a particular facility or even fly in an airplane, that's a violation of federal law. Mm-hmm. And why is that? The federal law has what's called an EAU provision. It's an emergency use authorization. And that particular provision is one in which that if you have something that the FDA sees that there's an emergency, they approve a particular drug or a vaccine under that EAU provision, and then that requires that it has to have full informed consent, and you can't be coerced. And the reason why is it doesn't have the data. You know, this particular COVID vaccine or COVID injection, as I will call it, mm-hmm. because it's all experimental.
Right, it's
and
not
the mRNA
vaccine,
technology has never been approved for the vaccines in the history of America. So Pfizer / BioNTech, that has the mRNA technology. Moderna also has the mRNA technology. Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca has a different kind of vaccination technology, not the mRNA version of Pfizer and Moderna. All of them, however, would be under the emergency use authorization. And why they do that under the FDA is you've got an emergency, they approve a drug, but in that approval, there's not enough data because there hasn't been enough time to test the drug, so you don't know all of the ramifications of this particular drug, or in this case, an injection. And that these entities, they have to provide to the facilities all of this language that comes directly from the FDA about informed consent. People have to be fully informed about this particular injection, and they can have the right to refuse it.
Yeah, doesn't it take generally 5 to 10 years of testing for a vaccine? And in this case, they would do animal trials when all of those failed for these COVID shots.
Yeah, if you look at SARS-CoV-1, which is the precursor and relative to SARS-CoV-2, which we are now calling COVID-19. SARS-CoV-1 was under testing using mRNA technology before we ever heard of SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19. And they used the mRNA technology. They found that it failed, especially they were working on animals. They didn't progress to people, but they worked on animals. And then the animals, if they survived the injection, when they actually got SARS-CoV-1 later after the injection, it was a more severe experience, and they died. Mm-hmm. So they stopped that. And Moderna is only 10 years old, never had any approved vaccine or drug in its history. BioNTech is only 12 years old. It's a German company, and it's partnered with Pfizer. Again, never had any drug approved by the FDA. And with the Pfizer name, it's actually BioNTech that actually has the mRNA technology. They just partnered up with a more well-known pharmaceutical company.
You know, it's interesting, even recently, a coalition of 4 U.S.-based medical organizations, including the American College of Pediatricians, the Catholic Medical Association, the Christian Medical and Dental Association, and the National Association of Catholic Nurses, and all of those represent about 20,000 healthcare professionals, saying that free citizens should never be mandated to receive the corona injection.
Yeah, well, the FDA has indicated, you know, that this is only the EUA, authorization. So it's not licensed, and it can't be licensed because we don't know the data. It hasn't been around long enough, hasn't gone through the appropriate testing in order to get it.
And doesn't have licensed. Full FDA approval.
Which is only the emergency youth authorization.
Right.
Dr. Amanda Cohen, Executive Secretary of the Center for Disease Control Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, was asked if COVID-19 vaccine could be required. Dr. Cohen responded that under the EAU, quote, vaccines are not allowed to be mandatory. So early in this vaccination phase, individuals will have to consent, is what she's saying, and they won't be able to be mandatory, close quote. The EAUs for both the Pfizer and Moderna, which were the first two that got the EAU authorization, and anything else that comes under the EAU, they're required to have fact sheets to be given to vaccination providers and to the recipients. These fact sheets make clear that the getting the vaccine is optional. For example, one for the recipient states, quote, it's your choice to receive or not receive the COVID-19 vaccine, close quote. And if, quote, you decide to not receive it, it will not change your standard of medical care, close quote.
You know, Matt, it's heartbreaking. Almost every day we're seeing reports of the terrible results that people are experiencing from these COVID shots. It's really heartbreaking. You know, and we have been proactive about setting up various web pages on our website to give people information because it's so critical that you do research before you consent.
Yeah, and the bottom line is you need to do research and then you need to make a decision. But do not feel that you will have to be compelled.
Right.
If you feel, and if you are in fact being compelled to take any one of these injections for COVID, it is a violation of federal law. In fact, one of the statements, the FDA, in addition to the federal law, that requires full and informed consent, and that you give that consent voluntarily, that you be fully informed, and that you give the consent voluntarily. So I know that this has been an issue. You know, Holly, I recently spoke at an event in Florida, and I was speaking on a variety of issues. And during the Q&A, the last person to come up to the microphone to ask a question was choked up. And she shared a story, and I was speaking in the middle of the week at this event on a Tuesday, and she was choked up. She said this past Saturday, which was only a few days prior to my speaking, her mother, who had been in the nursing home and otherwise well, died, and she learned that the nursing home gave her mother the COVID injection. She was very upset and said, why did you do that? You always consult with me and get my permission. And they responded, well, we asked her and she said yes. And such a tragedy because we've seen people in nursing homes. I mean, there's a convent in one part of the country where the members of the convent didn't go out. They were very concerned about COVID. They ended up getting the vaccine, and a number of them died right after they got the vaccine.
And we've heard of people being fired, too, because they would not consent to the shot.
I just got a text from a medical doctor and said that an EMS worker who spoke out against getting this injection was fired from a hospital. Another nurse who's on a lot of nursing boards now is being required. Get this, Holly. Being required, since she refuses to take the injection, to wear a yellow outfit, a yellow coat, whenever she enters into the hospital or to the nursing homes, so that she is specifically identified as somebody who has not been vaccinated.
Like she's a leper or something.
Sounds like the yellow star
Goodness
of
gracious.
David that people had to wear in Nazi Germany. I mean, I can't believe that.
Without even looking at the
that
science.
That is coercion, my friends,
right.
And that's exactly what the federal law prohibits. In addition to that, the FDA actually has on its website the Nuremberg Code and the Helsinki Declaration, emphasizing the fact that people cannot be forced to take experimental drugs without their full consent. The Nuremberg Code came out of what happened in Nuremberg in Nazi Germany, where people were being used for medical experiments without their consent. So that's actually on the FDA website. I encourage you to go to our webpage, lc.org, and we have lots of information there about the, in fact, you can take a look at our press release on that. Experimental COVID shots cannot be mandated, lc.org. And if you have any questions, you can always email us, liberty@lc.org, or call us. But the easiest way, go to the website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.